Praise God. Glad to be here tonight. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 44. You know, the Bible says that he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. And then Jesus said in John 14 and verse 16, that I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And that word Comforter can also be translated Counselor. So he said, I'm going to send another Counselor, that he may abide with you forever. But I'm going to preach on this other Counselor here tonight. I guess if you would title this, it'd be Water for the Thirsty. Let's look in, let's start in verse 2. It says, Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among grass, as willows by the water courses. I thank y'all, thank my dad for this opportunity here tonight, and thank y'all for this offering. But I'd like to preach to y'all just a little bit tonight on the Holy Ghost. And first of all, we see the promise of this pouring coming to be. It says, I will pour upon him that is thirsty. And Jesus and God has prophesied throughout all a time that he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And in Joel chapter 2 and verse 28 it says, And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. God has always said that he would pour out his spirit. And when Peter stood up on Acts chapter 2, he quoted this passage in Joel 2 and 28 and said, This is that which is told by the prophet Joel, how that he would pour out his spirit in the last days. And if I, you know, in my mind, we are in the last days. If there's any a day that it could be called the last days, it's now. The times is going to be closing soon. These are the last days, and his spirit is going to be poured out. But we see that this will be poured out to the righteous, because he said this name Jeshurun that he's talking about pouring the water out upon, it means righteous. You've got to be righteous to accept this, the Spirit of God. You can't accept the Holy Ghost and expect not to be holy. You have to be holy on the inside and on the outside to obtain this Holy Spirit. And he said in John 14 and 16, as I already said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Some people think that this Holy Ghost, this power, is going to diminish over time. Some people teach like that. But he said he will abide with you forever. As long as there is a church, there's going to be a Holy Ghost. As long as there is a church, there's going to be a Holy Ghost working among it. And it says in Luke 11 and 13, If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that seek him, or them that ask him, I mean. The Father loves you, and he has sent the Holy Ghost in his Son's name. He said that he will send another Comforter in my name. Send in the name of Jesus, a gift from God with the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ wrapped around it, so to say. But he has sent us a gift of the Holy Ghost. And we see this in John 7 and verse 37. It says that in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. First of all, you got to be righteous to receive this. And Jesus said another thing. You've got to believe on Him. And if you believe on Him and you're righteous, then you will receive the Holy Ghost. And it said it'd be filled and it'd be overflowing. Now, you see that there is an abundance of the Holy Ghost in this. He said, I will pour out my Spirit. And he says, and Isaiah, it likens it to floods upon the dry ground and a pouring of water to one that is thirsty. You know, we see that you got to be thirsty for this outpouring. And he said in Matthew 5 and 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You got to be thirsty for it like you would be for water. You know, you need water to live, but you also need the Holy Ghost to be a proper Christian. You need the Holy Ghost to live like you should and to live holy and righteously as God wants you to. You know, Jesus, he needed, before he actually got off and doing his ministry, he had to accept the Holy Ghost. The dove came down and lighted upon him and came into him first before he went out and did what he did. And I think that if Jesus needed it to do what he needed to do, then we need it to do what we need to do. We need the Holy Ghost, and we need to be thirsty for this. We got to have an overwhelming desire, a passion for this outpouring. We see that this is abundant. This is prosperous. It says that it's, you know, I said of floods of the Spirit upon you. And pouring out of the Spirit, it says in Philippians 4 and 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. There's nothing that He can't supply you. One little boy, he said, he was seeking the Holy Ghost, and he told God, he said, I can't really, he said, I'm a little boy, and he said, I cannot hold a whole lot, but I can overflow a whole lot. You know, no matter how big or how little you may think you are, no matter how much you feel that you can hold, but Jesus, He has an abounding amount that He can fill you with. This is not just a little bit of the Holy Ghost, but it's an abounding amount of the Holy Ghost, and it can overflow you. It can fill you from the top to the bottom and to overflowing. The Bible says that it's a river. In John 7 and 37, I said that it'd be rivers flowing from your belly. And if it overflows you, and it flows to other people. It overflows the desert. It overflows into the world, that others may see that you are full of the Holy Ghost. People will know that you are full of this. And in Ephesians 5 and 18, it says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You know, we all have seen somebody that was drunk at one time or the other. And you know, when somebody is drunk, everybody can tell that they are drunk. I remember I was in Panama, and there was a man that was drunk, and he was speaking English, and I don't think very many of them people could understand English, and he was walking around, but everybody knew that he was drunk. People were motioning to each other that the man had drunk too much. No matter what nationality you are, no matter if they can understand what you are saying or not, everybody will know when you have the touch of the Holy Ghost upon you. He said, walk after the Spirit. When you're walking after the Spirit, you know, when somebody's walking, when they're drunk, they're going to walk a little different than they normally would. But when somebody is full of the Spirit, they're going to be walking a little bit different too. People's going to notice that they're drunk, that they're drunk in the Holy Ghost. We need to be walking after the Spirit. And we see that this is for everyone. We see that it's been passed on from generation to generation. It says in Acts chapter 2, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. It's for everyone. Now, even J. Vernon McGee, I looked at this he had a little a commentary on this. He's a Baptist, by the way. He don't really believe in it as we do. But he said, 1900 years ago, you and I were afar off, but now we're nigh. We can receive this here. He's talking about us when he says this. Those that are afar off, that was us. But we're not far off anymore. We're what he's talking about. We can receive this Holy Ghost. This purpose of this power, it can make you different in the desert. And it says that they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. It's talking about in the desert, being poured out the Spirit upon him. We're in this world. This world is a desert. It's devoid of any spiritual content unless it's wrong. It's the wrong kind of spiritual aspect, the demonic spiritual stuff. And he'll pour out his Spirit upon us and we'll spring up. And everybody will see that we're alive and full of the Holy Ghost and full of his Spirit. And it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses both unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Sounds like to me that this Spirit has given enough power to reach everyone. No matter where you're going, he can reach them. No matter where, he's given you boldness to reach out to whoever it may be. And just here tonight, I showed that you have to be righteous to receive the Holy Ghost. And you have to believe to receive the Holy Ghost, to be poured out upon you. And you also have to be thirsty for it. And if anyone here tonight needs the Holy Ghost or needs to get hasn't felt the Holy Ghost like they wanted to in a long time, you can have it again here tonight. You can receive this Spirit again. You can have a deeper walk with him and have more of the Spirit poured out upon you, overflow more than you ever have before. And if y'all would like to here tonight, y'all could just come up here right now and ask the Lord to pour out his Spirit upon you.
Everybody that would come on up here, let's ask God to start this revival with a flood of the Holy Ghost around here. The Lord wants to pour out his Spirit upon us. You say it's been pretty dry, like a desert around my place. Fear not, the Lord said through the prophet. Fear not, O Jacob. Fear not, Jeshurun. I will pour out of my Spirit. How sin floods on the dry ground. Amen. Don't be afraid. But believe, believe, believe right here tonight. He'll refill you with the Holy Ghost. He'll baptize you for the first time with the Holy Ghost. Oh, what we really need is that liberty, that flood. Oh, let the Lord come by here in this altar. Seek him with all your heart. Believe him right now. Glory to God. Yeah, believe him. Yes, the Lord's wanting to send his rain in this last day. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. You may have come to church tonight dry. You may have even been a little fearful and wondering. Is God going to move for us? He'll move in an abundant way. In a flood of the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. Come on, raise your hands and receive the blessings of the Lord here tonight. Get your mind on God.